Okay, we'll start as a subcommittee of the Jewish Caucus.
Oh, it is.
All right. I was trying to think if I could ask this appropriately, but I know some of you camp, so I'm not going to ask.
Thank you.
Broad demographic way. But thank you for hearing this bill. I know it's a little quick. We're trying to get this through, but this is because it's
good.
A problem.
Interrupt you for a second so I can establish quorum.
Oh, absolutely.
Senator Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg here. Stone. Stone here. Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Hueso.
Here.
Hueso here. Jackson. McGuire. Monning. Stern.
Here.
Stern here, Bydeck.
Okay, thank you. This is on AB 2054.
So in honor of the chair, I'm going to give you the lengthy history of State Park's campground reservation system in California, which began in 1825. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to do that. All right, so they changed the way you reserve a campground this last year.
It wasn't the state in 1825. It wasn't incorporated until September 1840, accepted by Congress until 1850.
There you go. We still had campgrounds before we were state.
The Treaty of Hidalgo was 1848 before it was state, and those laws still apply.
And we had campgrounds. Settlers, they called them. Starting over. Look, as the senator knows, because he always seems to call me during July with very important things, I camp with my family. It's something I've been doing my whole life. In the last year, we have heard a number of concerns about being able to reserve campgrounds. We as taxpayers subsidize those state campgrounds. I think it's something we believe in. We've done a number of bills. We put money into the parks bond. This is what we believe in. And what's happening now is we have businesses that have basically utilized computers and bots to too quickly reserve those sites. They're doubling the cost of these campgrounds so that average people cannot afford or get good spots or sometimes any spots. So we want to give parks the ability basically to go in and to stop these folks from doing that so we can preserve our campgrounds for everybody and kind of make it a fair thing again. I want to thank the committee for giving me some great amendments. We knew what we wanted to do and they really helped us define how to do it. And we think this is a good bill and hopefully one that's urgent because quite frankly, we're going to start again. You know, it's a 6-month wait period for a campground, so we're going every day that passes that we don't start to get a hold and a fix on this, there are people who can't get their campsites at a reasonable cost without having to pay twice as much to some third entity. So people shouldn't profit over our state parks, and we think this can help stop it. So
those in support? Witness in support?
Yeah, hi, good morning. Holly Martinez with the California State Parks Foundation, here to support this bill. Want to commend the Assemblywoman for her swift actions to introduce a bill that really would put more tools into the hands of the department to help deter this activity. Simply stated, companies that profit off of this system only for those who can afford it and limiting access for everyone is something that we are adamantly against. And really also want to acknowledge the department's works to their ongoing efforts to continue to try to address this, and really the author's office in setting up discussions that can really more robustly take on this issue. Therefore, we support this and encourage yours as well.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Alfredo Arredondo. I'm here on behalf of Azul, an organization dedicated to developing Latino perspectives on ocean conservation, coastal protection, and access. I'll keep this brief. We see this as an extension of previous legislation authored by Assemblymember Gonzalez Fletcher in AB 250, which the committee saw last year, which provides for the development of lower cost visitor serving overnight accommodations. And the problem that this bill before you solves for is one that will be faced across the entire system. I'm sorry.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. And for these reasons, we see it as a really valuable tool given to the department to be able to address this issue moving forward,
perfect.
Especially
thank
for low income
support.
Juan Altamirano on behalf of Audubon California and on behalf of Latino Outdoors in support.
Thank you. Others in support? Opposition? Committee members have questions?
Yes.
Senator Stone and then Senator Hueso.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Assemblywoman, this is not a good bill. It's a great bill.
Great.
And I want to thank you for bringing it forward. I have a number of parks in my district, and one that really comes to mind is Lake Skinner, where we have the Temecula Blue and Wine Festival every year. And my sister along with a group of people, always reserve campsites to enjoy the festivities over the weekend. They don't have to drink and drive there. They're right there. They have a water park, which we developed as a county supervisor when I was there. And all of a sudden, my sister calls me and says that we have to go through this third-party company, and they tripled, not doubled, they tripled the rates.
Wow.
And so I feel bad because we have a lot of middle-class people in our area that have been going to this festival for like 30 years and find themselves not able to go. So I think this is well-timed, and it's going to give a lot of middle-class families the opportunity to enjoy their vacations and in and around Riverside County, which is the size of the state of New Jersey. So I apologize for bringing it forward, and I'd be happy to move it at the appropriate time.
Senator Wisdom.
Wow.
Thank you. Visiting our parks is not only a good relaxation measure and a health measure, it's also an education measure, and we need to get more of our people out to state parks, and that can't happen if they're not accessible. We did something very similar in the city of San Diego with the Torrey Pines Golf Course when people were, you know, we have very low rates for people to be able to golf in probably one of the nation's best golf courses, and people take advantage of the fact that a lot of people want to go there, and they were really jacking up the cost to local residents and people that really wouldn't be able to golf there without some kind of low price. And this is a wonderful bill, and I don't know that I'm a co-author, but I requested to be. I don't know if that I've been added, but I'd love to be a co-author on this bill. And at the appropriate time, I'd also like to move it, Mr. Chair.
I got a motion. Anybody any further? Senator, we got two senators here, Senator Allen and Senator Stern. And Senator Monning.
I've experienced some of the problems that you described, and I'd love to be added as co-author as well, so I'm enthusiastically supporting.
Senator Stern, Senator Monning.
Applaud you as well, all on board, love to be added, but do want to ask, how will, so this goes through, what does Parks do then, like how's this actually going to play out? Because it says without prior approval, are they anticipating using private companies to, like they have their new reservation system up, I couldn't tell from the analysis, but they have their new, they change vendors.
Right, they change
vendors. They have a new reservation system, this bill becomes law, they can't authorize any private system to do it without prior approval, but are they thinking about using like a benevolent bot to be doing this stuff that doesn't overcharge, or are they going to do it on their own? Do you have a sense of what they're doing?
No, the whole point is they have a system, right? And the system works if you're a go-getter, and on that day you get online. Right now they're being cheated out of sites because the bot is naturally quicker. Right.
It'll go back to their system as is.
It'll go well. They're working on other glitches. The system this year, they're working through a lot of systematic problems that you only find out once you put in place. It's also much easier to do to figure out what spots you would like. There's a lot to like about this new system. There's just some predatory folks out there utilizing it, using computers in general. We want to give them the tools to, it's really hard. I actually tried to call one of these places to reserve that way, to kind of get more information. When you email them, they say you have to call, you have to tee the spot, they take your credit card information. So they do a lot to stay undercover because this is already not really allowed, right? So if Parks can figure out who's doing this, they can keep you, the consumer, from coming. They can't figure out how to get at the company who's doing this. That's what we're trying to get them the tools to do. And we know with technology, there'll be a different type of bot or service that's doing this next year. So we want to give them the tools to really go after and to enforce this idea that it's Parks, it's for the public, and that means other people shouldn't be profiting off of it.
Good morning.
Thank you. I also want to thank the author. I would love to be added as a co-author as appropriate. And I'm sorry I missed your opening presentation. You responded to some of my question with Senator Stern. So how do you discover who's running these bots? And presumably they're making money by selling the reservations at a higher fee.
They are, and it's really easy. In fact, there's been another note to find out who they are because they advertise. And they advertise, and amazingly, a lot of the quotes from satisfied customers are from people from out of state. Like, I got beachfront camping spot in California for only $140, and you're thinking, well, no, it really should have been $70, but we understand what's going on here. So they advertise, but then they keep a lot of this hidden. We just want to give them the tools to really go after these folks. And to stop this from happening. Some of it is within the technology to try to stop the bots from happening, and some of it is the ability to truly go after these companies that have been highlighted in travel magazines, have websites up, you name it, to do this activity.
So in giving the tools, is it state parks that would go after them, or would it be the vendor that state parks has contracted with?
State parks.
And do they have the capacity to?
Well, that's something we have to continue to work on. That's what we've got to build for them is capacity.
And my final question, under the current system, my staff wanted to know, how can you get a reservation when you go on and they've already been taken? Where do you find the people that are reselling them?
Well, I mean, a lot of questions we have. We worked with state parks to answer a lot of these questions for folks in my district, and how to. And it's supposed to be a user friendly. It used to be, right? Everybody would get on. In fact, everyone growing up in our entire family would be trying to call state parks on January 1 for any date. Now it's 6 months ahead of time. There's something to like about that. It's online. There's some weird things about how you extend reservations that.
Well, the frustration
it's tough.
Bill addresses, and we've had this problem in our family. They mark the calendar for 6 months
yes.
out. Somebody gets assigned, it's your job to go online, and they go online.
And it's done.
And it's already.
That's what brought it to my attention. And when I was camping this summer, I heard it a lot. Like, they would stake it out the night before, and the spot would be open, and they're ready to go, and yet. You know, faster than human abilities, that spot's taken. So that's kind of one of the things that led to trying to do this bill. I don't think this is the entire fix. I think we're going to have to continue work with state parks on this. And I think state parks wants to fix this. It's not an agency in any way that isn't trying to get the best outcomes, but this is just the start.
Well, thank you for taking the lead and glad to be supportive. I think you've got several motions, so I won't offer to make a motion.
I just want to thank you. This is like, you go and stay up all night in line to get a ticket for a concert and somebody cuts in line and grabs all the tickets ahead of you. And what's so egregious, this is something, it's a state park, it's fundamental, and to have this happen, I just, hats off to you. I also want to be added as a co-author, so I think Senator Stone wants to be added as a co-author, Senator Hertzberg, Senator Monning, Senator Hueso, Senator Stern, Senator Allen, and Senator Jackson. I never seen that happen in a committee. Oh, and Senator Vidak. I have never, ever seen that happen in a committee before.
Well, I either have a really good bill or this is Appropriations Week. But either way, I'll take it. And
What's Appropriations Week?
I love you all. This is awesome. We'll go. Well,
Senator Stone is moving your bill because he's the first one that asked it.
I love you all.
Anything further, Madam Chair?
Oh, no, I'm teasing. I thank you. That's all I'll say. Thank you.
Okay, Bez, nothing further. Secretary, call the roll.
The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. Senators Hertzberg.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. I think McGuire wants to come down and add.
Okay, we'll hold the roll open. That's 8-0. We'll hold the roll open for McGuire. I think he's a no vote. Thank you.
Yes, it was like up in. Yeah, I did that. Oh, that's disgusting. Did you see?
What's the bill number? 2054.
Yes.
The current bill is 8-0. I told her you were voting. I told the author that you were voting no. Except all the rest of us have joined on as co-authors, just so you know, just in case, on a bipartisan basis. Secretary, open the roll.
Senator McGuire. McGuire, aye.
You want to be a co-author as well?
Sure.
Okay. There we go. Bingo. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.